Fans flock to Saratoga Racecourse every summer, hoping to make a few bucks betting on thoroughbreds. But there's also an economy outside the gates. It's difficult to walk into the main entrance on Union Avenue and not encounter teenagers selling newspapers and tip sheets and bottles of water from coolers. For 40 days, the track becomes a summer job for locals as horses race for millions inside. Here's then 13-year-old Jordan Wall, who was hawking water bottles with a friend on opening day in 2015.
I just really liked it a lot. You make good money, too.
Love the people.
The customers are what make me do it. They motivate me.
Where'd you learn that line?
My dad.
But over the last couple seasons, some city public safety officials say the water bottle trade has gotten out of hand. At a city council meeting in October 2017, then Public Safety Commissioner Chris Mathiesen announced a ban on water bottle sales. Here's Mathiesen reading a letter from Police Chief Greg Veach.
Over the past 2 years, police have identified unattended children under the age of 14 selling water for several hours at a time from multiple coolers that are being restocked by parents multiple times during the day. Some individuals have been observed selling other items such as T-shirts, soft drinks, in addition to water.
Other reported problems: altercations between parents, turf wars, and coolers and chairs being left overnight, locked to the fence outside the track. According to the police chief, some were coming from as far away as Albany with carloads of water to sell. Over the past several months, Saratoga Springs Commissioner of Accounts John Frank, as well as city attorneys and interns, have been working to find a solution to the problems on the sidewalk. Tuesday night, the group presented its proposal. Henry Jaffe, an intern from Skidmore College, addressed the council. He said the working group consulted with the police department, city code enforcement, and other officials.
There are certain areas where there's a lot of traffic where they didn't feel it was safe for people to be selling water where they have been.
Under the proposal, water sales would be restricted to the area between the fence surrounding Saratoga Racecourse and the sidewalk on Lincoln Avenue, Nelson Avenue, and Frank Sullivan Place. Sellers would be kept away from main entrances. No seller can occupy more than 9 feet of space, and all spots would be first come, first served. Equipment cannot be left overnight, and water vendors would be restricted to one cooler, no restocks. Parents would have to provide proof of age, and working papers would be required for any vendors over 14. All the while, the city's public safety department would be able to pull the plug on the water sales at any time. Frank said he also would reach out to local schools to give administrators a heads up about the new program later this spring. With that, Frank introduced the measure, and it received unanimous support from the 5-member council.
Therefore, I move for the council to approve the changes to Chapter 165 of the City Code entitled Peddling and Vending as described. That's a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Abstention? The matter passes.
The track opens in July. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.